Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. Happy Freedom Day. Happy Freedom Day. What a celebration. This is, I'm really just enjoying this show. I hope you guys are too. President Trump last night was at Rushmore. I've got a picture to show you of him on Rushmore and flying over Rushmore. And so I wanted you to see all that. But yeah, we've got a lot to talk about today. It's very, very exciting. If you're new here, I'm Melissa Redpill. Check out my website, melissaredpill.com. I want to make sure that you guys can see all of that, melissaredpill.com. I have tons of resources over there. We've been in this fight for almost 10 years now, you guys. And we look at how this is biblical. Literally, this is what the Lord has promised, that one day we would be set free from these people. And that's exactly what President Trump is telling us. I want to show you what he's saying. It's really exciting. So definitely check into that. Also, just tons of resources on there about the books that I've written on end times. So we'll talk about that more in a little bit. Make sure before we get started, hit the like button. I know you're going to like it, so you might as well go ahead and hit it now. And make sure that you are subscribed and that you always share this information, because it's really, really good news. Now, so President Trump was, whoever did this, they just crack me up. These anons make me so happy. President Trump is having a fun time. He's on a firing spree. We're going to talk about that with Pulte. Pulte is acting. He's an acting, temporary person in that position. And President Trump just said the other day that he had the power to fire these people. And he is doing it. Last time I looked, he had fired 50 people. You might think, well, 50, whatever. These are 50 people in highly key positions in the government that have been the chief resistors. Think of people like McCabe and Comey and Brennan and Clapper and those types of people in the high levels of the CIA, high levels of the intel community. So that's really great. You're fired. I love it. Yep. We love it too, President Trump. He cracks me up. He makes me smile every time. So we're going to talk about that. But first, I want you to see some of the things about last night at the event. The man does not stop. I even shared a picture of him jumping out of a plane. I don't think he did that, but he does everything else. He does so much. The man never stops. He got home back to D.C. I think it was 3 a.m., something like that, D.C. time. And I'm sure he's already hit the ground running long, long ago. He just never stops. So thankful for our wonderful president. And, of course, he's wearing a purple tie on the 4th of July. I mean, of all days, the man is, his signature suit is a navy suit with the red tie and the white shirt, but he's wearing a purple tie for the 4th of July celebration. I don't know what he'll be wearing today, but it is no doubt a celebration we're coming for you and you're done. You're over, deep state criminal cabal. That's what he's saying with his tie. His tie is a power tie because it's always sending messages. So really great. I've seen him wear gold ties and that type of thing. So yeah, the purple tie is definitely a message to the criminal cabal. You're done. You're done. We're done with you. But goodbye. So that was great. Now here's where President Trump said this actually a little earlier in the week on Tuesday, and I wanted you to hear it because it's so great, and I want you to put it on repeat because he said, we've reclaimed our sovereignty. What is he saying? I mean, we've been sovereign for 250 years. What do you mean we've reclaimed our sovereignty? Of course, we know because we've been following, 17, and we've been researching. We realized that they stole our sovereignty from us back in the Civil War. And that's what the Reconstruction was to reconstruct our government, reconstruct our Constitution. And unbeknownst to us, we were changed to a corporation so that all of our proceeds would go over to the crown, over to King George, basically his descendants. But now we have reclaimed our sovereignty. So exciting. I also regained our liberty, restored our property, and we have saved our country. Congratulations, everybody. We have so much to celebrate that we restored all these things. We have saved our country. The Save America Act is, yes, about the vote and getting it where only citizens can vote in our country, but we've already saved our country. We've saved our country. That's what we're celebrating today. It was bad. It was bad. They had stolen it, and they were just at the verge of locking us down to become this communist hellhole. And President Trump made it. Everybody know we're not doing that. They're not doing that. And also, he's saying that our currency is under our control again. I'm going to show you that because President Trump just signed the currency, and that's the first sitting president to ever do so. I'm going to show you what that means. It's our currency is under our control again. All this is new to you, then you need to follow Melissa Redpill because this is what's been going on. Look at the Act of 1871, the Organic Act, how they changed our organism of our country to be a dead corporation. But yeah, we now control our currency again. No more cabal control, debt-based monopoly money where we incur debt with every dollar that's printed. We'll get to that in just a second. All right, so this is, here's him saying it on loop.
We have reclaimed our sovereignty, regained our liberty, restored our prosperity, and we have saved our country. We have reclaimed our sovereignty, regained our liberty, restored our prosperity, and we have saved our country.
Yes, yes, I could hear that all day long. I want to make sure that I'm going to share right now the link to our YouTube. So hello, everybody over there in YouTube land. I think I might have given you the wrong link. Here's the link to the YouTube over in the Rumble land. So everybody, please make sure that you go over and you like both videos and you also chat with each other because we're here working together on this amazing day. So I want you to see that now. Let's see, the next thing I want to show you is, who cares? Taylor Swift and whatever his name is, Travis, what's his face, got married yesterday. Whatever. Why do we care? I don't know. I don't care. But President Trump put out, Trump is your president. Instead of it being a big splash, like they're married, whatever, who cares? And he said, Trump is your president. I love that. I love that. Now, but my question is, do you guys think that the White House is announcing something different? I mean, a lot of people have shirts and hats and say Trump is your president, deal with it, in other words. But what if he is saying, because we've restored our sovereignty, President Trump is the true president. He's not the president of a corporation. He's the true president of the republic. What if that's what we're celebrating, this struggle, this fight? But take him seriously when he says this. We restored our country. We've regained our liberty. What does that mean? We did not have freedom. We were celebrating 250 years of freedom, but really kind of hadn't been, to be honest. I hate to say it, but it's the truth. But now we have it back. We've reclaimed it. We reclaimed our sovereignty and regained our liberty. And so we now have our own president. And is that what they're announcing right here with this beautiful purple picture instead of the thing about Taylor Swift? Who cares? It's about that President Trump is our true president of the Republic of the United States of America and not a president of a corporation. What do you guys think? Yes. Thank God. Thank you. That's right, Nisi. Thank God he is our president. And there's no doubt about it because they can't stop him. If he was the corporation president, they could get rid of him, but they can't because we now have our sovereignty back. We are a and a republic instead of a corporation. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is a great day to celebrate. This is fireworks. Okay, we're going to get to the fireworks here in just a second because it's about firing people. You're fired. Oh, we're going to get to that. Okay, here's something President Trump said, and I just loved it. I want you to see it. It says, there's no American freedom without American culture. There's no American founding without the American people. We have the same American blood that flows through us, that flowed through our founding fathers. We've proved it by standing up, you guys, and fighting back and fighting for our country. Yes, there are a lot of people who are brainwashed, but just like they were in the day. Back in the day of George Washington, there were many people who still thought, oh, well, we have to obey the king, you know, and all that. And we're like, no, we don't. We're done with him, you know. But anyway, we are the American culture that is the same as our founding fathers. But what have I done again? Yeah, it's that American culture that is what enables us to stand up and fight for freedom. That is, you know, it's not just a piece of paper. We know that the piece of paper is wonderful. It's in President Trump's the Oval Office. We love it. We're so thankful for it. But without the people to back it up, it's just ink on a page, right? And he said this, that other countries have these constitutions, but they've not been able to maintain it because they didn't have the culture to stand behind it. And every generation has fought one way or another to uphold this constitution. We are so blessed. And you see behind me this beautiful Omer bundle. We are Americans. We are the blessing bundle. Pinch yourself. If you're an American, true American, who's fought in this battle, literally pinch yourself right now. I want you to pinch yourself and go like, I cannot believe I'm so blessed to be an American, to be a true American that will fight for our country. So proud of you guys. I'm so proud of you. I know we've been in this fight for so long, and I know you've caught all kind of grief, and so have I. And one day everybody's going to know that we fought for our country when they had their head in the sand or somewhere else. Anyway, we have a destiny like no other people because we are a people like no other. Listen to that. Isn't that a great way to say that? I love that. We have a destiny like no other because we are a people like no other. There's wonderful people all over the world. I'm not trying to take anything away from them, but it takes a certain type of person to stand and fight, to stand up against all the machinery to destroy you, to destroy your livelihood, to destroy your family, to destroy your finances, to destroy everything about you and make you just want to go crawl in a hole and die, right? But we're like, nope, we're going to stand because the Lord enables us to stand. You will stand because he will make you able to stand. That's what the Bible says. He says, that's just the way it is. There's no American freedom without American culture. The Constitution is only as strong as the people upholding it. America will always be the land of free men and women, and we will never fail. Show us a mountain, we will climb it. Show us an ocean, we will cross it. Show us a problem, we will solve it. We treasure human dignity. We will always fight, and win. There's never been anyone like us, and we won't let anyone take that away, just like the song. All right, so here's not the whole clip, but here's a portion of it.
Our history, and to make it impossible to even answer the question, what does it mean to be an American as we march into our 250th year, incredible, beautiful year it will be, we must never forget there is no American freedom without American culture. And there is no American founding without the American people. Many nations have paper constitutions and legal systems, but the citizens live in fear and squalor. A constitution is only as strong as the people and the culture responsible for upholding it. But as long as we remember who we are, we have to always remember who we are and what we're all about. The United States of America will forever be the land of free men and women, and we will never, ever fail.
Yes, Mr. Purple Tie. Oh, isn't that awesome? Who loves that? I'm loving that. I hope you guys are loving that like I am. I am. All right. And here is another clip I want you to hear. At 250 years, America is the oldest republic on earth. We're the freest people on earth, the most righteous and enduring constitution on earth, the strongest and most powerful country on earth. And by the grace of God, America is the most successful and exceptional nation ever to exist. And it is great to be your president. We are so glad to have you as our president, President Trump. We are so thankful. We can't even talk about it because I'm going to cry and I can't even do the show. I'm so thankful. And it breaks my heart that so many people have thrown away their birthright. And if you didn't see my most recent video I did about birthright, please go back and watch it, because this is what's so sad, that they've been brainwashed into throwing away this amazing birthright. And they don't treasure it and hold on to it. And just like Esau, if you remember the story of Esau and his brother Jacob, Esau just thought he didn't even care about his birthright. We are so blessed to have this birthright to be Americans. Now, wherever you live, you likely are, you know, you have a country that you are wanting to maintain their freedom. Also, Ireland, Scotland, wherever you live. And so stand and fight for your country, and you know, Americans will support you. As we see what's happening, we're trying to help free the people of Iran, you know, and to say, this is my birthright to live in this country and to fight for this country wherever you have been planted. But there is a special destiny that America has. I'll show you that from the Bible. It says that anyway. So here's what President Trump says about America.
Tonight we gather on the eve of one of the most extraordinary days in the history of the world. Tomorrow we mark 250 years of glorious independence and 250 years of majestic American freedom. Nothing like it. In all the chronicles of the ages, never before has any nation celebrated so magnificent a triumph as this one, the one that we are participating in right now. At 250 years, America is the oldest republic on earth. We are the freest people on earth. We have the most righteous and enduring constitution on earth. We are the strongest and most powerful country on earth. And by the grace of God, the United States of America is the most successful, most accomplished, most exceptional nation ever to exist in human history. And it is great to be your president.
I'm not going to be able to get through this video if I keep playing his clips, because he's bringing tears to my eyes. It's just, it makes me so happy. We are so blessed. You have more than you know. I'm telling you right now, one day I will be able to tell you things that I cannot speak right now. I've been telling you that for almost 10 years, and I still do not have the freedom to tell you this. I have the freedom, but the Lord has not given me has not told me to release this information. I'm telling you, you have more than you know. If you look at the back, I will give you a clue. If you look at the back of this book, The Golden Age, he's been talking about we're in the Golden Age. In the very back of this book, I give you a hint. There you go. The very, very last chapter about the Golden Age. All right. So I love it. I just love it, love it, love it. Now, I got to tell you something. Okay. I know I'm going to get to Bill Pulte. Just hold on. I'm going to get to Bill Pulte and about him firing all these people. And that's what really the fireworks are about. I'm going to get to the currency, but I got to tell you something really fun. I was listening to President Trump say this yesterday, and I want to play a little clip. He's talking about how amazing our country is, that we are the ones that created the skyscrapers and harnessed electricity and invented the light bulb and the telephone and the airplane. Okay. So I want you to hear this, and then I got to tell you something really fun.
Of this land have accomplished more with our liberty than any other society has accomplished, even in thousands and thousands of years. As you look back and you study, what our critics will never understand is that America is not the sum of its mistakes. Our mistakes make us human. Our achievements make us American. And nobody has ever had the achievements that we've had.
I want you to hear that. You are not the sum of your mistakes. Your mistakes make you human. Thank you, President Trump, for saying that.
We are the nation that dreamed and created the modern world. We laid the railroads. We raised up those big, beautiful skyscrapers, harnessed electricity, and invented the light bulb, the telephone, the airplane, the assembly line, the television, the microchip, the personal computer, the internet, the GPS, the smartphone, and almost everything else that has ever been invented, including, especially over the last few days in certain areas, a thing called air conditioning. We invented it all. We charted the human genome to cure diseases. We powered entire cities by splitting single atoms and planted our flag on the moon. Americans fill the airwaves of the planet with our music and our culture. We invented baseball, basketball, football, volleyball, NASCAR, and the rodeo. We love that rodeo of the West. Americans have won the most Olympic medals of any country in the world by far, the most Nobel Prizes. Well, they haven't given me one.
We do.
Settled eight wars. I still haven't gotten it. That's okay. And the most world records. We publish by far the most patents. We produce the best movies. We make the best music. And we raise up the greatest entertainers and strongest athletes the world has ever seen. So true. We built the biggest and most dynamic economy. And by the way, our country today is doing better than it's ever done before. Never had anything like it.
Okay. So I got to tell you. Okay. Y'all ready to hear my story? Okay. A super quick story. When I was in fourth grade in Miss Goldman's class, funny how you remember certain things, they really stick out to you. When I was in Miss Goldman's class in fourth grade, we had 4-H in our classroom, and they said that there was going to be a competition and that you would make a patriotic speech and that you would present it to the class and that you would compete to see who would win and who would represent our school and then move forward. And so I thought, well, that sounded like something fun to me. I thought everybody was going to do it. On the day when, and you had to memorize your speech. Anyway, so when the day came and they said, who has their speech ready? I'm like, I do. And I was like, I don't know, maybe there was another person in the class. I think two people in my class had one. And so I said, I'm ready. And so I went up and I presented my speech. Well, I won. And so I ended up memorizing it. It was a speech that said something like, it's the name of my speech was What America Means to Me. And so I can't remember the whole thing now, but the point is the very first line was, this tells you what I was like in fourth grade. It says, you might not think that America is that great, but I think that it is. That's what I said when I was in fourth grade. Anyway, and I went into all these things about how we made the light bulb and we didn't have the personal computer at that point, but the telephone and the electricity. And I went into, all these different things, and I went into that we have freedom. And I don't know all the things that I said, but anyway, so I went to... I got to represent our school, and I got to go to this competition. Well, this other girl was there, and she had on the cutest little outfit, the cute little skirt, and she had flags, she had a hat, she had the whole getup. I was just in my Sunday dress. I was just dressed in this, whatever. But I'm like, okay, what I can win on is vivaciousness. So I went up there, and I sold it, baby. I sold it big time, and I won. Anyway, so then I got it to go on radio. Literally, I'm in fourth grade and I got it to go on radio and tell my speech and different places. And everybody wanted to hear my speech about what America means to me. And so when President Trump said this yesterday, it just reminded me of of my speech when I was in fourth grade in Miss Goldman's class doing a 4-H speech. Anyway, I thought that was fun. I wanted to share that with you. Okay, so here, man, keep going. But that was my little story. All right, so here is where President Trump starts jumping down the throats of these commies. Mamdani Kami and Kamala Kami. All these commies who've been trying to take over our country. And he said, we resolve and swear we will vanquish communism completely, quickly. We will send them into exile quickly. and America will never be a communist country. What is he talking about? He's talking about sending the cabal Antichrist into exile, into prison, into the abyss. This is biblical. This is what the Lord says in his word is going to happen. This criminal network, this satanic criminal cabal, that's basically what communism is going to be cast out into the abyss. Check this out.
So on the eve of this 250th anniversary of American heritage, we resolve and swear for all to hear that the citizens of the United States of America will vanquish communism quickly. Don't let them take too much of your time. You know they're wasting your time, don't you? But we're not going to let them take too long or too much of our time as they play their games and send them into exile. We will send them quickly away, and we will continue to build our country bigger and better and stronger than ever before. America will never be a communist country.
There you go. And so it's not the poor brainwashed idiots. They're just brainwashed. He's talking about the ones at the top, the ones who are using the poor brainwashed idiots. Okay. So he's talking about, you know, the ones at the top who are going to be exiled. And that's really what is behind these firings that I'm going to get to, I think, coming up next, is what are the fireworks that are going on. Okay, so, and I love that this clip from Peter Navarro, and I'm not going to play it, but I will show you the video, a little bit of it, where he's talking about King George was so full of himself, and he thought he could still rule us from there because he had the biggest military in the world. He figured he could. He sent over this. Let me see if I can find it. Here it is. Okay, there they go. They are going to knock down this stupid statue. They're like, no, we do not need a statue, a lead statue, actually, of King George that's painted gold in our city streets, basically as like a Roman emperor. No, we're not going to have it. Back in the day, we're of the same ilk. We're of the same thought pattern. No, we are not going to, we're not going to bow the knee to these people. You know, in all these years, we've been told we were free. And you're like, well, I don't really feel that free. And why do our elections go so crazy? And it almost seems like, is this really the way the election's supposed to go? And then we realized that they were ruling us. Once we realized we were being ruled by this guy on the gold horse who's looking like an emperor, we're like, no way, we're not putting up with this. They're not hurting kids. And all, you know, we've been fighting ever since. And so they pulled this thing down, and guess what they made it into? Bullets. They made it into bullets. They poured them, forged them into bullets. And they broke them into pieces, and then they shot them right back at the British Army. They just, see, we're going to give you back your statue one bullet at a time. I love that. That is who we are. That's what we've been doing. We've been fighting with truth bullets. Y'all try to stop us, and we're going to fight with truth bullets. Thank God for the internet that we can do this. It's just amazing. Now, here we are on the fireworks. Y'all ready for the fireworks? Fireworks, I believe, is about firing. I just said this just a few days ago. I'm like, I wonder if this fireworks is on the 4th of July that they're going to start firing people. And as of, you know, they were given their walking papers on Thursday because they had Friday off, of course. And so because the 4th of July fell on a Saturday. And so they were fired on Thursday. Now, somebody find out how many they have fired at this point. When I looked, it had been like 50 of them. But the acting director of national intelligence, Bill Pulte, is actively firing and reassigning officials as President Trump's appointee for the role starting around mid-June 2026. Pulte has initiated significant staff reductions at the office of the DNI. And related agencies as part of the broader downsizing effort. Okay, it's not to save money, it's to save our country. It's about saving our country from these people who are in there as traitors to our country. That's what we're firing them. And it's a beautiful thing. The firing and reassignment assignments. He's fired at least six political appointees and career officials, and he sent dozens back to their home agencies and initiated terminations for additional intelligence staff, totaling 50 removals in the initial waves, just the beginning, with reports of dozens more ongoing. When President Trump said, we're going to have fun tonight, that's what he was talking about. Yes, we're having fun at the Rushmore, but we're having fun firing these people finally. And this all came down because of a Supreme Court ruling. I'm going to get to that. It's called the slaughter case, as in slaughtering these criminals. What exactly what he was talking about. We're not going to put up with them. We're going to be getting rid of them quickly. That's what he's talking about. Actions focus on those accused of politicizing intelligence, insubordination, withholding information, or being part of perceived deep state elements. That's what we're talking about. I want everybody to focus on that. He's saying that these people were doing treasonous, traitorous things to him, withholding information, insubordination, politicizing intelligence so that it would, you know, using this information to get done what they want to get done. They can couch it in such a way, they can structure it in such a way that they can get whatever they want to get done. Oh, we need to go to war, whatever. We need to attack, whatever. And supporting Bibi, attacking, right? All that. They were helping to do that, as well as deep state elements. Plans have included identifying hundreds more for cuts, especially in the National Counterterrorism Center. When they say now counterterrorism, you know it's really terrorism. Yeah. This aligns with Trump's directives to shrink the ODNI, which oversees multiple intelligence agencies. So the ODNI is over the FBI and the CIA and NSA and all these ones where there are traitors there. So they're overseeing it. So they're getting down to removing the ones who've had so much power. They don't need to fire, you know, Joe Schmo, who's a janitor at the school in your town. They need to fire the people who have all this power in Washington, D.C., who have been holding us hostage. And Congress is concerned about impacts on intelligence operations, but it's proceeding under the administration's priorities. Too bad, Congress. We're not worried about any of that. We're worried about getting these traitors out. Just like President Trump said, we'll get these communists out quickly. Check this out.
First to MS Now here at the White House, I am newly being told that dozens of career intelligence officials are actively being fired by the acting director of national intelligence, Bill Pulte.
This is coming from an intelligence official speaking on the condition of anonymity due to potential reprisal.
I am being told that the dozens of individuals that are being fired and terminated at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence are being alleged to have withheld intelligence assessments from Bill Pulte and Director of National Intelligence leadership, and that they are part of the so-called deep state. Of course, this is a conspiracy of individuals that are trying to subvert Donald Trump and his allies and the work of their administration.
Now, three former senior intelligence officials tell us that they had never heard of intelligence officials withholding information from officials above them. One of those former officials said, quote, the premise is absurd. Another of the former officials questioned how Pulte, who has no experience working in intelligence, would be able to make such a determination so quickly.
This is an important moment. The Office of Director of National Intelligence actually oversees more than 15 intelligence agencies, including the CIA. And so the material that is coming from it is substantive and important, and Bill Pulte is expected to have access to this information, and in this capacity is clearly seeking to turn to employees that he trusts are working in coordination with him to provide them the assessments that they are seeking.
There you go. It is not coincidence. This is happening on the 4th of July and fireworks. Expect fireworks. Remember that post? All right. So here, yeah, they're having a news segment about it on, is this CNN? No, MS Now, that Bill Pulte is on a firing spree, and President Trump posts, acting DNI Pulte fires dozens of intelligence officials. How about that? Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. Happy Freedom Day from you. Very, very exciting. I want you to see that. All right. So now here's President Trump talking about the slaughter case. And so I'll have you listen to this first, I guess, and then we'll talk about what this case means also for the Federal Reserve. Okay, check this out.
On the Fed, the Supreme Court ruled on Monday I'm not really sure exactly whether it was on the merits or whether it was procedure, but I think you said that
procedure.
Not, yeah, you're going to take the appropriate action when the time comes. What could you do to get rid of?
Get her off.
How would you do it at this point?
By winning the case. They sent it back, not based on the merits. They sent it back on process and procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll start the process and we'll do perfect process and perfect procedure.
Speaking of the Supreme Court.
Okay, so I want to make sure that we come in a little in the middle of it. It's about Cook, who he fired from the Federal Reserve. I just talked about this on my most recent video. If you didn't see it, go back and look at that one. But President Trump ended up saying, they said they wanted to protect her at all costs because they don't want him to be able to fire their governors of the Federal Reserve Board. She's just a she's just an appointee, whatever. She just does what she's told on this board. But either way, they wanted to stop him from doing that. And the Supreme Court said that he's not allowed to fire her, but because he broke some kind of procedure or process, whatever. So he says, okay, we've got to cross this T. Yep, they want me to cross that T. They want me to dot that I. Okay, we'll go back. We'll do the perfect procedure and we'll get rid of her. You might as well start packing your bags, girlfriend, because you're done.
Or you're allowed to fire, except for the Fed, you're allowed to fire people at other federal agencies, which for you in your term would make a big difference for you. But my question.
It was by far the biggest slaughter, as they call it.
Of the SCOTUS.
It was by far the biggest of all the decisions and all of the cases and all of, what they just announced. So this has been going on since 1932, where they took the right away from FDR. They took it away, which was, you think of FDR, that doesn't happen, but it did. He fought very hard to get it back. In fact, he wanted to pack the court. He was willing to pack the court. They were his justices. Mm-hmm. And this has been going on since 1932, and I want it back. And there are those that say this is one of the biggest decisions handed down in decades. Bigger than birthright citizenship. Bigger.
Wow, even bigger. He said, "This is the biggest slaughter." Did you catch that? Did y'all catch that? The way he said it, the way his phrasing is perfect timing. You've heard of comedic timing. He's like, "There's a new phrase we need to have, like politician timing." He says things in such a way. He's such a the slaughter. It was the biggest slaughter. Oh, it's the slaughter case. Anyway, the name of the person who had been fired before her term ended was named Rebecca Slaughter. She's a Democrat, and she had inconsistency with administration policies. So this whole court case went up before all the way to the Supreme Court. And in this Slaughter case, it said that he has the right to have the executive authority to fire people in his branch of government. The Supreme Court's decision in Trump versus Slaughter, June 29, 2026, significantly expands presidential authority over independent federal agencies. In a 6-3 ruling opinion by Chief Justice Roberts, the court held that the Constitution's separation of powers generally prohibits Congress from shielding principal officers of executive agencies with for cause removal protections. It explicitly overruled the 1935 precedent, Humphrey's Executor versus United States, which had allowed such protections for multi-member commissions like the FTC. What it enables President Trump to do is fire leaders of the independent agencies at will, like the FTC, the NLRB, the EEOC, the SEC, whoever it is, because it falls under the branch, the executive branch. Congress was trying to protect them in this ruling in 1935. In this Humphrey's Executor versus United States, they were protecting these people. And they were successful in doing so since 1935, almost 100 years. And so they were able to, they fought this, and President Trump won. He said, this is my branch. This is my branch of government. I should have control over who is working under this branch. And Congress should not be able to protect them. He can fire leaders of these independent agencies at will without needing to show inefficiency, neglect of duty, or malfeasance. You're fired. You're fired. That's why I had this the picture of President Trump with the finger pointing. You're fired. You're done. His whole show was about you're fired. He's been planning this for so long, you guys. assert greater control over the administrative deep state. Administrative deep state by replacing agency heads more aligned with presidential policies, enabling faster policy shift in regulation, enforcement, rulemaking, and adjudication. Trump described it as a major restoration of executive power curtailed since the 1930s. Imagine this. You're in a position where you're the executive officer, you're the president, you have all these people, you're trying to get them to do this, that, and the other, and they're constantly thwarting everything you try to do. Have you ever been in a position where you're trying to get something done and the people are thwarting and resisting every little thing? And you're like, you can't even get rid of them. You can't even get rid of you can't even fire them. You cannot get rid of them. And now he can. Things can go a lot quicker now that these people will be gone. These people in these top key positions. That's who Pulte is removing right now. How about that, you guys? Isn't that amazing? So, so great. This is expect fireworks. The working that Bill Pulte is doing is the firing. That's the fireworks. He's working on firing these people. That's really, really great. Yeah, they feel like it's an earthquake of bombs bursting in air. Yes. All right. So this facilitates installed, loyal, or aligned leadership, reducing perceived insulation from political accountability. Critics argue it risks politicization. Okay. Well, yeah, whatever. Can we just run the executive branch the way President Trump wants it run? He was elected as the president, and you can call it politicization. Long, hard word. You can call it that if you want to, if you can say it. But the point is, he is going to run it the way he has been elected to run it. We elected him to run it this certain way and not to be run by these political hacks, these traitors. All right. I love it. It's so great. And he says it's a slaughter. Did y'all catch that? It's a slaughter. So exciting. Love it. Love it. All right. Now, y'all ready for the money? President Trump, that's right there, that circled in bright pink, is President Trump's signature. Here's their signature right there on the Uncle Ben. Now, I will tell you this, the $100 bill. I will tell you this. President Trump would never allow his name to be on a Federal Reserve note, on a note that is a debt instrument. He would only allow, you tell me if I'm wrong, he would only allow his name to be on an instrument of value for our government, for our country. This is the thing that has the difference. The bankers have printed these Federal Reserve notes, and every dollar that has been printed indebted us. Every time they would print a dollar or any kind of currency, we would incur all the interest forever and never, ever get out of debt because it was a debt-based currency. Just like if you have ever gotten yourself tangled up with getting, not exactly like this, but a credit card, and then you've got the interest and it just piles on and on and on and on. But it's even worse because the money they print from the Federal Reserve bankers, this whole group of bankers, this whole thing is, it's debt-based. You get charged interest from the minute they print it. We do not want a central bank. The last dying words of Andrew Jackson were, I stopped the banks. He did not want a central bank. He wanted the country to be able to print their own sovereign money. This is exactly what President Trump was saying here when he said, see if I can go back to the white. I did. We have reclaimed our sovereignty. We have reclaimed our sovereign control over our currency. That's what he is saying. Our currency is under our control again. No more cabal-controlled, debt-based, monopoly money where we incur debt with every dollar that's printed. That's over. That's over. Very, very exciting that we are finally at this point. He would never allow his name to be on a debt-based currency. This, you know, even though it doesn't look necessarily different. I mean, actually, he's got, let's see, he's got $100. He's got the United States of America. It does, actually, it doesn't even say, interesting, it does not say Federal Reserve note. I just noticed that. It doesn't say Federal Reserve note. Oh my goodness. How did I not notice that before? It does not say Federal Reserve note. It does say, oh, wait, up here it does say Federal Reserve note. Either way, it's not, it's our currency. Remember how it was at the bottom? Either way, it is not, I just feel like that he's telling us it's not a fakey shaky monopoly money anymore. This is currency that is printed by our country, and we do not incur interest based upon every dollar that's printed. So I want you to see that. So this is not coincidence that this is that he posted this on whatever date was on the 3rd, on for the 4th of July. He had said he was going to do this way back in March, but now we see he actually has done this. The first sitting president to ever sign the currency. All right, so I feel sure that he wouldn't, you know, he's not, oh, and I'm going to tell you this. The ones who are on the money, you've got Blinken, you've got Jackson, you've got Benjamin Franklin, you've got Alexander Hamilton. They are the ones who fought the banks. They fought to keep them from taking over our currency, printing the currency, and putting us into debt slavery. They fought it with every ounce of their body. Like I said, Andrew Jackson's last words were, "I beat the bank." All these terrible bankers. They did not want their picture on a Federal Reserve note that was putting us in debt slavery. But now they can have their picture, their beautiful pictures on the face of currency that is controlled by our government and not by these evil bankers. Very, very exciting. These communist bankers, okay, who would enslave humanity. All right, enslave our country. And so this was what President Trump posted on the 26th, actually from the Department of War, "Good morning, patriots are in control." And I said back then, this was just, you know, a little over a month ago, I said the cabal is no longer in control of our country or of any country, including Iran. And the cabal is no longer in control of the currency, the Federal Reserve. I said this because this is when he was talking about, you know, patriots are in control. They no longer had the ability to control the petrodollar because we got control of Iran. That was the important part of that. They no longer had the ability to control the trade throughout the world. That was what was so important about defeating Iran. They had hijacked Iran and were holding on to that so that they could control trade worldwide, currency worldwide, and of course Iran, but it was bigger than Iran. And now no longer do they control the currency or the trade worldwide. And so here it says patriots are in control. That's what they were telling us. Patriots are finally in control. They no longer control the trade. They no longer control the currency. That's what it was about. That's what it was about. And by the way, it happened on Pentecost. If you haven't followed along with us, you will love to find out that the amazing things that happened on Christmas Day. That's when silver broke the banks because the silver went over $50. You'll love to see that the day that the President Trump attacked the IRGC, the cabal minions, was on Purim, which is the day of the annihilation of our enemies. You'll love to see how he defeated them completely on Passover. All these things are biblical days. And then you'll see right here, the Pentecost is when we got Jubilee control of the currency. Now we are celebrating this on the 4th of July. Patriots are in control. It's a beautiful thing. And President Trump has now had the currency. All these things just... It's going fast, but I know it seems like it's excruciatingly slow when we're just like, come on, but it's all happening before our eyes. And I want you to have the eyes to see it. This is biblical. This is what I talk about. These biblical festivals. It's not a coincidence that all these things happen on these biblical festivals. And I kind of wonder if somehow or another. 4th of July is some kind of a biblical date. I haven't connected that yet. All right. So I want you to see that. Yeah, you saw that one. Okay. So I want you to see this. Here is something was posted by the cabinet about this beautiful American eagle. And here is the American eagle that President Trump put on the White House for the 250th birthday. Beautiful. And you see the wings are spread wide open in flight. We're like, let's go. We're soaring like eagles, right? But look at the one that's on the building, the Federal Reserve Building. Look at the wings. The wings are down in kind of a submissive. They're not flying. It looks like he can't even hardly move. He's like he's old and decrepit and not looking good. So yeah, this is what's on the Federal Reserve Building, keeping America from soaring, keeping America from flying high. But of course, the eagle that President Trump put on the White House for our golden age birthday, the 250th birthday year, is flying high. So I want you to see, that's awfully loud, what the cabinet posted. Look at the wings outspread for this eagle. Love that. Love that. Golden and gold just pouring. I want to show it to you again. But this is the point that it's the golden age of soaring and flying high in America. Isn't that amazing? I love that. I love that. Gold coming. And oh, did you notice this? Look at this. It's a bundle of grain. Is that a bundle of grain? Oh, it looks like, or is that a tree? Anyway, either way, it's golden. Either way. So this eagle is not a coincidence. This comes from the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 4. There first was a lion. It had eagle's wings. That's us. We are the eagle. They tried to hold back the eagle, but we are the eagle. This is our destiny. Going back to what President Trump was saying, this is who we are. We are Americans, and the Lord has given us this destiny, and we are the eagle's wings. We watched until its wings were plucked off of the lion, and it was lifted from the earth and made to stand on 2 feet as a man. This is such beautiful, symbolic, picturesque language. But basically, we were in the tribes of Judah were in the United Kingdom. And as you very well know, starting with Edward, the royal crown was usurped by these criminal cabal members. Edward, going down to King George, all the way to current day, they were usurpers. President Trump is in the line of Judah. He has the true right to rule. If you haven't seen all about that, go to Melissa Red Pill. Go to the page about President Trump. Anyway, and look up King Judah. Just type in the word Judah. You'll find it. Anyway, it says here that this was it was plucked up from the earth and made to stand on 2 feet as a man. That talks about the sovereignty, that the beautiful wings became this eagle or a man standing on the land, a sovereign man. Many of you know this. I've talked about this many times, but for those of you who are new and don't know that, that's what this picture is about. This destiny that we have to bring freedom, not only to ourselves, but to the entire world. This is the beautiful picture that it's talking about here. Made to stand on 2 feet as a man is talking about us having this freedom to say what we want and to have right to bear arms to protect ourselves, the right to worship, as President Trump so eloquently said at his speech at Rushmore, a man's heart was given to it. Isn't that beautiful? We have this heart to be free. Everyone in the world wants that. They don't know how to get it, and they maybe have not necessarily fought for it, but we have. And we have won it, just like what President Trump just said. If you want to know more about how this is biblical, like I said, you can go to my website right here, freedomforce.live, and then go to the video categories, and you'll see all these different pages. Here are the ones where I talk about end times. It's the end times for this criminal network and 1,000 years of peace for us. So if you look right here, you'll see this end times group study right here. Definitely check into that one. That one actually has all 28 videos right there. And also this one here, end times major clues for minor prophets. So definitely check into that one. That one is all these minor prophets telling us about what we would have, what would happen in this day. They were talking to us. It's, I didn't see it before, but now that I know what we're experiencing, what was happening with the how this is biblical. Why is that camera acting that way? Oh, hang on. Hang on. Okay, there we go. It might have flipped off. All right, so the this is where you can go to Amazon and get the books for $2.99 and read them. You can actually listen to them on my website, freedomforce.live or melissaredpill.com. So I'll just pop this over here in the chat. And if you guys can put it over on the YouTube chat, I would appreciate it. Here is where you can see the Golden Age book I was just telling about before, the Minor Prophets. Also, this is biblical, the stories of the Bible that we've heard all of our lives, or a roadmap for us about how we're going to be set free from these criminals. This is what exactly we're having. I'm going to pop in right here, this video category page. Here is the link to that, the video category. Now, before we move on from about the cabal money printing system, because I want you to see about the eagle and how they have misused the eagle, saying you're not going to fly. We're going to hold you down. Well, this is where Jerome Powell was saying that we print money out of nothing. And so the true currency is based upon this, our country's GDP, our gross domestic product, on the value that is inherent in our country. And I'm going to talk about what is that value really from. And it's really from the people. It's not really just from dirt. It's the value from the people being free. And I'll get to that. But here he's saying that he admitted we print money out of nothing.
You simply flooded the system with money.
Yes, we did. That's another way to think about it. We did.
Where does it come from? Do you just print it?
We print it digitally. So we as a central bank, we have the ability to create money.
Yeah, that's what our forefathers, specifically the ones that are on the Federal Reserve notes, Lincoln, Washington, Alexander Hamilton, Benjamin Franklin, they did not want a central bank that was just print money out of nothing. They wanted our country to be in control of our own currency, sovereign over our own currency, instead of someone charging us interest on every penny that's minted or every dollar that's printed. So in a shocking admission that's igniting fury across a patriot community, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. Now, this is obviously, thank God he's gone. He's been washed away by Warsh. He confessed that the Fed prints money out of nothing. That exposure rips open the massive scam running the American financial system, proving what anons have known all along about the globalist control. Americans work endlessly, only to be paid in currency of no value, created from thin air by powerful bankers. Powell stated clearly that the Federal Reserve creates money digitally and injects it into the system, and that's what causes the interest rates to go higher. But if it is not controlled by a central bank, if the currency is based upon the value of our country, then inflation does not happen, and you have people getting higher wages and lower cost of goods. We'll get to that in a second. So their way, of course, when they're controlling the money system and they're causing the interest to be on every penny that's inked, minted, and every dollar that's printed, that would cause necessarily inflation, but not the way President Trump is doing it. Okay, he stated that the Fed creates money digitally, injects it into the system at will. That's pure fraud, enriching the elite while impoverishing the people. In 2026, inflation continues to crush households. Rising costs for food, housing, and energy destroys savings and makes life harder for working families. The constant printing devalues every dollar in your pocket. The Federal Reserve is a private banking cartel, not a true government body set up in secrecy in 1913. It answers to no one, allowing Powell to dictate economic policy without oversight or votes from the people. They're under the executive branch, and you can't even get rid of them. But that's what he's talking about, getting rid of Lisa Cook on process. They're going to get rid of her based upon process. Just everybody hold on tight. And the good news is you've got Chairman Warsh in there. So all these bad guys are going to be able to get them out based upon crossing T's and dotting I's. This confession confirms everything we've suspected for decades about the rigged financial matrix. This system of debt and fake money keeps the population in chains through interest paid to international bankers. They get richer and the world gets poorer, controlling the central banks everywhere. It's going to be, President Trump didn't say it was going to be removed. The Federal Reserve is not going to be abolished. It will be restructured. And that's the difference. So that's one of the reasons maybe that the word Federal Reserve note is still on the currency at this point. The exploding national debt threatens our future while big banks get bailed out repeatedly. The 17 movement and the Great Awakening are revealing this financial tyranny. President Trump has battled this deep state tool and will end their reign, restoring true economic freedom. That's what's happening today. That's what's happening today. Patriots must demand an audit and the end of the Federal Reserve system. Return to asset-backed currency. Asset-backed currency. Not currency that's just printed out of thin air. And break free from these globalist bankers. The house of cards is falling as more wake up to the truth. Spread this widely. The exposure of the Fed scam is vital to reclaiming our republic. Now, we know this, but President Trump has now gained back control over our currency, our sovereignty, and our money system. So thank you, Paul Gold Eagle, for doing this. The deep state relies on the scam to fund their evil agendas while keeping Americans struggling, but no more. Happy Freedom Day. Happy Freedom Day. So here is from a clip about the Phillips curve. This is how they view it, is that whenever the wages go up, then it has to be that the prices go up. And when the wages go down, then the prices go down. That is not the model for the American system. The American system is where you have people, the power of people who are ingenious, making the light bulb, making the electricity, creating all these things that President Trump has talked about, and all coming from America, just like my speech from fourth grade in Miss Goldman's class for 4-H. This is because we have Americans create all the things in the world, even to this day. We're the ones creating, Starlink and the internet and all these things were done by the free people. That is the value in our country, is that we have the freedom to use our minds, have a free man standing on the land that we stand and say, I have an idea and I'm going to work on this idea to help our country. And then like Elon Musk now just made all these millionaires because they were in there working hard, creating something of value, and everybody jumps on the bandwagon. And now next thing you know, they're all crazy rich, right? This is what has happened. Imagine being back in the day of the horse and buggy, and you're like, you just could only get so much accomplished. But now with the electricity and air conditioning, like President Trump was saying, all these things that are available now, it's really freed up our economy to roar. And that's the point of the American freedom. It enables us to become to do well and the whole world to do well. Warsh knows about this Phillips curve. He does not believe in the Phillips curve. He says it's a cruel choice. And thank you, Susan Kokenda, for sharing this. The cruel choice where strong employment growth must be traded off with higher inflation. He stated no. That strong growth, lower prices, and high employment are mutually compatible through productivity-led expansion. When you become more productive and not necessarily working harder and faster, but being working smarter, and like I said, having the electricity, having having great geniuses who run these companies who know how to do this. This is the power of the genius, the geniuses in our country. And this is why it's so important that we, work hard to help our education system do better so that it frees up the children so they can soar, right? He dismissed the notion the Fed must force painful trade-offs. He rejected forward guidance from this Jerome Powell and the Federal Reserve, where they're trying to control it. Oh, we're going to eke out a little bit, eke out this money to you and put you in more debt servitude, but not pass it on to people who are the geniuses to build factories. President Trump said, we're building so many factories right now, like never before. And so and the Fed is not an oracle. What he means by oracle is an oracle is really a demon. You're like getting guidance from a demon. No, we do not need that. We need the people to be able to be free men and women standing on the land, able to soar like an eagle. That's what President Trump's vision is, and that is what Warsh's vision is. And he is now the new Federal Reserve Chairman, and President Trump's signature is on the currency. So exciting. So also all this reindustrialization. The National Security Council met with leaders from the Export-Import Bank, Export-Import Bank, and the Commerce Department and Small Business Administration. It's expanding the loan guarantees up to 90% for small businesses to buy machine tools and manufacturing equipment under a Make More in America initiative. Make America great again. Make more manufacturing in America, especially because then you'll know that when you get something, it's not full of lead or who knows what, right? They have no controls over these things in these other countries. So we'll be able to know that we're getting good quality products, good quality food, et cetera. This aims to rebuild domestic supply chains in castings, forgings, automation, et cetera. Coordination with other entities like the Development Finance Corporation and related offices to direct hundreds of billions of dollars into productive investments. Instead of them, the bankers choosing who are the winners and who are the losers, not giving the money to these geniuses, they helped their people to be the winners. And it has not boded well for our health. Let's just say it that way. All right. So it's very exciting. This non-inflationary growth comes from human creativity, scientific discovery, and innovation. That's where we're headed in the golden age. This is about productivity economy, anti-orthodox central banking. Get rid of the central banks. And that's what President Trump is doing. So very, very exciting days. This is why we're really headed into the golden age. So if you have, actually, while I'm on that subject, I posted this yesterday. Sally, if you haven't seen my video that I just did about Sally beat cancer, it's the one where I talk about, I'm going to open it real quick. This is the one where I talk about how, Melissa Unleashed, this one right here. If you haven't seen that one, definitely go and watch that one because Sally's been doing some amazing therapies and she's doing amazing. And one of the things she's doing is getting rid of, we've done a bunch of tests and found out that Sally had high levels of lead and cadmium, and I think it was arsenic. And we're finding, we have the way to get rid of these things. And this is, she hadn't been doing this before, but now she is. This is the one right here. This Pure Body Extra, they're on right now at 40% off. Go and check this out. It's called freedomforce.thegoodinside.com and use the promo code freedomforce40. Okay. I'm going to grab that link for you so you have it. But yeah, the Pure Body Extra, this one right here, this one goes to the cellular level and it removes all these heavy metals from your system. When we've had all these products made all over the world, that's what's one of the things that has caused us to have be poisoned by all these things. And it's really done a terrible number on our health. They haven't allowed these things to come into other countries, but our country has, unfortunately. So I want you to say this super quick. I'm going to type this in. Freedom Force. What did I just say? Freedom Force. What did I just say? Already forgotten it. Freedom Force. The good inside. The good. There we go. That one right there. When you go there, you'll see this link right here, freedomforce.thegoodinside. I'll pop that in. But I really would encourage you to get one way or the other, get this out of you, get the lead out, get the lead out, because that can really cause you to have cancer. It really can. And so we've got to get this out. When they do, and I'm not going to go into the whole thing, but when they just do a treatment to kill the cancer and kill your antibodies in the process, but they're not finding the root cause of it. That's why it comes right back. So you've got to figure out what is causing this. And much of it is because of these toxins in you that have got to be purged out of your body. How do you do that? And so the other thing on this channel right here is that I really love is the super green juice. Put that in your smoothie, put it in with chocolate protein powder, and it'll be so delicious, and it'll be so good for you to help your cells be plump and energetic so that they are not easy to be under attack by the cancer. All right. So yeah, definitely check into that. All right. So now President Trump talks about the golden age. He's saying that everybody is doing well in our country now. And that's what he's talking about, is this productivity, instead of being under the control of the globalist bankers, where they siphon off all the wealth and just have the winners and the losers. No, no, no. We are having where more factories and more ingenuity and more geniuses creating in our country than ever before. Check this out.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me in this incredible place. And
it's
happy,
a nice place.
Happy Independence Day and happy semi-quincentennial.
Yeah, that's true.
If I got that right.
Thank you.
We 250 years, and I just want to start flying at about 40,000 feet, and just, which you've done in pretty nice plane lately, by the way. I saw that. Yeah. What's so amazing about this country, in your words, for the last 250 years? It's, you always say, like never been seen before. There's never been a country like this that's ever been seen in the history.
Well,
of the world.
A lot of people don't understand that right now we are in a golden age. You understand it very well. You cover it very well. We have more factories being built today than ever before. We have more people working today than at any time ever in the history of our country. And people making more money than they've ever made. I'm not talking about rich people. I'm talking about people that have like normal or normalized jobs, more money than they've ever made before. 401ks are up at levels that they've never seen before, up 80 and 90%. And the stock market's at an all-time high. I think it's 81 days out of a short, you know, a year and a half. 81 days, we have 81 records. So nobody's ever seen anything like that.
This is because he's gotten rid of the power of the globalist bankers over our country. It's not, you know, it's not rocket science. It's running this economy not on this Phillips curve, which is baloney. It's running it based upon setting our country free, letting the eagles fly. And then if you have not participated and been able to benefit from this yet, just hold on tight. It's getting down to everybody. It says it's not just for the rich people, it's for the regular people. And so this is allowing everyone to succeed and having more jobs, more good jobs, more safe jobs. And it's going to really lift everyone out of the doldrums, out of poverty. And also showing the way for all the world, because there will not be a central bank, not just in America, but all over the world. Every country is going to be set free to allow their people to thrive. This is the point of the golden age. It's not just for America. It's for the entire world to be free. Very, very exciting. Thank you, President Trump, for everything you are doing. All right. So if you haven't seen this, I'm going to share this link. I'm not going to go into it. But the Wizard of Oz was really telling us that the real meaning is that they hid from you is that the OZ is about the gold, and the yellow brick road is the gold standard. And this was a picture for us to understand. You follow the gold standard, where your currency is based upon true value and not based upon central bankers. But if you don't do it that way, you're a straw man. You're not even a real man. You're just a figment of the cabal. But no, we're a free man standing on the land, just like I was reading to you from the book of Daniel, the eagle standing on the land. We're not a tin man, just a taxpayer identification number that just to make them wealthy and us to be their worker like a communist. No, But we can't have a cowardly line. We have to be tough and strong. We have to have tough leaders, people who are stand up like President Trump. Even he'll stand up and say, fight, 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 even when someone tries to shoot him. Right? This is each one of us have stood up, and we've stood up and spoken the truth, and we've caught a lot of grief, but we still are, you know, standing strong. We can't stop. Cannot stop. Can't stop. We can't. We can't stop. No matter what they do. No matter what. And also the wizard is just this metaphor of this modern government, this illusion. But the wicked witch is the policy enforcers. They're melting. They are melting. Yeah, Poppy Field was where Dorothy was drugged. Toto is in Toto. The whole truth. Good old Toto was not afraid. That's like us. We're the good little Toto dog. And the witch wanted him. She wanted him because anyone who's going to speak the truth, they want to stop him. But she was not able to, and she was melting. And the veil was falling, and they realized it's just the little guy behind the screen doing the little levers. All right, so I'm going to Wizard of Oz. I'll just put OZ right there. That's not what I want to do. I'll just pop this right into the chat so you guys can look at that if you have more time. But I want you to see that while we're on the subject. All right, you got to see this. There's a couple more things that we're going to jet, but this was from the night of the UFC fight. I wanted you to see what happened in the sky, that there was supposed to be a terrible storm, and the storm just literally went around. I'm going to show you the Doppler so you can see how the storm went around the White House. Really cool. And actually last night, I thought, was he going to say the storm is upon us? I don't know. He didn't say that. But if you remember last night when they went to the Mount Rushmore, there was a terrible hailstorm with golf ball-sized hail. That is not normal. That is not typical. The storm was upon those poor people who were there. They had to go and take shelter because golf ball-sized hail was happening. But it was clear as it could be when President Trump got there. Okay, tell me what does that mean? So here's the one that happened on the night of the UFC fight.
We got the 7-10 split in bowling, and the clouds went north and south of us.
I can't believe it. That's what I just heard.
Yeah.
The storm is coming. It breaks apart in front of the White House and
How about that? How about that? Isn't that cool? It breaks apart. There's the White House right there. The White House, you guys. This is not like going around Washington, D.C. This is going literally around the White House. Check this out. You see it? There's the White House right there in the middle. That's the White House. This is the Potomac right here. So it's going over here. It goes right along past there's the Capitol right there. If you've not been there, I mean, it's like you can walk it in 5 minutes. It just goes right
across
the
White House and goes around the White House and the ellipse.
And another thing that he said, Dana White said, was that he didn't know if it was Mother Nature or God. Well, I'll tell you one thing. It was God. It was God. God is in control of all of this, all of this. So here's what President Trump said today, the 4th of July. It's supposed to be 107 degrees, 17, right? So we know we can catch all this. Why did he say 107? So yesterday it was so hot that they actually closed down the event and they had everybody leave because it was so, so blisteringly hot. Now, it has been extremely hot where we live also, maybe where you live too. But I just feel like, I don't know, this whole event, I think, has been done to try to squash our our joy. But they can't, because it's bigger than an event. It's bigger than that because we are free. We have our sovereignty back. We have our liberty back. We have our nation back. We've saved our country. So they don't even know what we've been through. We put up with all kind of stuff, but we're not going to be hampered. We're not going to have our joy curtailed because it's bigger than being able to go and to an event. It's because we're free. We're free. We have our wonderful president, and he has led the charge, and we have been able to join with him to set the world free. It's an amazing moment. Just like I said, pinch yourself. So listen to what President Trump said. He said it's going to be 107, and he can do anything.
And this week, we look back on 250 years of glorious freedom, and we took so much time and so much effort. And by the way, on July 4th, it's going to be approximately 107 degrees out. And I'm going to go, and I'm going to make a really long speech just to show that I can do anything. It's going to be 107. But you know what? They also predicted the fight that we had 3 weeks ago was unbelievable at the White House. They said.
Yeah, I guess he's going to show it where the clouds went around. You know what? Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing. So we'll see how hot it is today. We'll see what happens. We'll see if more fireworks, and we'll be watching to see more of that. And then President Trump posted this just when he was on his way to the to Mount Rushmore, with him right there on Mount Rushmore. I love it. I love it. Have you seen this? Love it. There's President Trump right there on Mount Rushmore. No one deserves it more. No one deserves it more to save our country. These great, great patriots. Great, amazing American patriots. We are so, so, so blessed. All right. I think that's it. Yeah. So definitely check into that one right there, the way to get 40% off. I think it ends tomorrow. Also, definitely check into this. Definitely check into MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Melly, MyPillow.com/Melly. I'll pop that link over in the chat also, because we want to support our wonderful patriot, Mike Lindell. No one's fought harder than him either. The man has fought tirelessly, and they have destroyed just about everything he had worked so hard to build up. So let's all support him as much as we possibly can. I think that's everything. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you, and we thank you that you have our destiny as Americans to set the world free, that everyone will have this beautiful, glorious freedom for this golden age. Thank you that this entire criminal cabal is melting. They are going to be cast into exile, into the abyss, and no longer be able to control the commerce worldwide, no longer able to control the central banks all over the world, and to harm the people and use them for the just a tin man, just someone to steal from and to use. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the promise of the golden age, your kingdom come and your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven, everyone being free. And Lord, I pray that everybody will wake up and realize that this is where we're headed into this golden age, that everyone's going to benefit. Everyone's going to do well. I pray, Lord, that everyone will not only do well financially, but their health will be restored, that all these toxins that have been into our body will be purged, and our bodies will get stronger and stronger and stronger, so that we live as long as trees and have time to enjoy our hard-won gains. Thank you, Lord, that this is the day, the freedom day, the day that you have promised that we would be free, that we would be standing on this land as a free man. I thank you for everyone on the battalion. I pray you continue to strengthen them. Lord, I thank you that you've given them amazing resilience. They've stood in the gap. They stood strong because of your power in them. You alone have enabled us to stand in this day of this. It's been a wild ride. I thank you that they've stood by your grace. Lord, I pray you protect them, every hair on their head, onto the sole of their foot. I pray that you protect their families. I pray you give them great peace, give them great joy in the battle as they see our victories underneath our feet as dust. We pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus. I love you guys. I'm so glad that we were here together. And I will jet. I might have one more thing. You know me, I always have one more thing to show you. All right, so I'm going to post these links over in the chat. I'll be over in the chat in a little bit for a little while, and then I will talk to you tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Central, okay? 11 a.m. Central. I will see you then, and I will talk to you later.
A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.